Tune in to the Family Industrial Complex podcast here on Revolution Radio, Studio B, every Wednesday, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Get fit, empowered, physically, mentally, and spiritually.
My name is Mr. Rowe. I am the host of Reality Extraction on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. I utilize logic, intellect, and magic to methodically autonomize, vivisect, analyze, examine, study, scrutinize, and extract an essence of reality from a fog of illusion and confusion. You can find me on Studio B every Thursday at 1700 hours Pacific Time. That's 8 p.m. Eastern. No topic taboo, no subject too strange. I strive to take a neutral standpoint during the dissection of the topic at hand. That's Reality Extraction with Mr. Rowe on Revolution Radio.
Oscar's freeze. That's your cerebral cortex looking for an answer it doesn't have.
See? Even your brain knows you're screwed.
Your body's filling with adrenaline right now. Whether you know it or not, your heart's beating fast. It's getting a little harder to breathe. The neurobiological system is telling it to run, but your knees are too weak to move.
Fear is not real. The only place that fear can exist is in our thoughts of the future. It is a product of our imagination, causing us to fear things that do not at present and may not ever exist. That is near insanity. And do not misunderstand me. Danger is very real, but fear is a choice. We are all telling ourselves a story.
You're listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. 100% listener-supported radio. Reporting the danger. Unafraid. Right here, where information never sleeps. Revolution. 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 Radio!
Next storm watch for Friday night with storms possible through the weekend. That means people might be able to see the aurora, also known as the Northern Lights, as far south as Alabama. This is CBS News.
And now, a list of things from Progressive Insurance. Home, auto, boat, motorcycle, RV, ATV. Progressive protects them all. Learn more about bundling at progressive.com.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you end.
Craving the perfect slice? Look no further than Sky's Pizza Pie. We are your go-to spot for authentic New York-style pizza, garlic knots, wings, and now pasta. Hi, this is Sarah. Come join us for daily lunch specials from 11 to 2 and our happy hour from 4 to 7. Planning a party or event? Sky's Pizza Pie has you covered for your catering services. Visit skyspizzapie.com to place your order, but make sure you bring a big enough car for this truck-sized pizza. Sky's Pizza Pie. Taste the difference today.
Hi, this is Stephen Hurst with Hurst Transmission Specialist. We're proud to have been servicing Northwest Florida's automotive transmission needs for over 20 years. Our reputation for superior customer service, quality craftsmanship, and unmatched value has made us the most trusted service provider in Northwest Florida. Thank you for supporting us for over 20 years. We look forward to continuing to serve the area, Pensacola proud, for many years to come. Stuck in First? Come to Hearst. Call 478-3395. That's 478-3395.
Are you ready to be equipped to do your part in restoring America? Be a part of our Live in Liberty Summit on Friday, May 24th in Pensacola, Florida. 6:30 p.m. at Encounter Church, 825 West 9 Mile Road in Pensacola. Featuring Alex Newman, Andrew Muller, and Bradley Dean. Visit libertysentinel.org/liveinliberty. Admission is free. Don't miss out. Join us on May 24th at Encounter Church as together we do our part to save America.
There's only one place in town for the lowest prices and greatest selection of firearms, Pensacola Indoor Shooting Range. Visit our fully stocked gun pro shop for new and used firearms, accessories, and ammunition. Check out the Indoor Shooting Range. We offer rentals on guns, including fully automatic machine guns and silencers. Ladies, this is the safe place to learn how to use a gun. Plus, Tuesday is Ladies' Day. Women shoot for half price all day. The best place to buy firearms in Pensacola, Pensacola Indoor Shooting Range, Highway 29 in Carr City.
To talk to George Norrie, call the Wildcard line at 818-501-4109. The first-time caller line is 818-501-4721. To talk toll-free from east of the Rockies, call 800-825-5033. From west of the Rockies, toll-free, call 800-618-8255. To reach George via Skype, use Skype name George97313. Send George a text message anytime at 818-298-6521. This is Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie.
All right, this hour we'll take your calls with our astrologer, Constance Stellis, with the question as well. We come right back. Nearly one-third of Americans may be affected by another scam, a little ransom attack on a healthcare group. You got to be careful. Now, there's not much we can do except you can pick up LifeLock to protect you, because it is important to understand how cybercrime and identity theft are affecting our lives. Your personal information gets exposed so often, making it dangerously easy for a cybercriminal to steal your identity. But protecting your identity can be easy with LifeLock. LifeLock detects and alerts you to potential identity threats that you may not spot on your own. And if you do become a victim of identity theft, a dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. Now, it's easy to help protect yourself with LifeLock. Join now. Save up to 25% off your first year with promo code George. That's 1-800-LIFELOCK, or head on over to LifeLock.com. And use promo code George for 25% off.
There There's so much happening around our country, from border issues to local crimes happening in your backyard. Byrna is a less lethal pistol that can protect you from potential threats surrounding you. That's BYRNA. The Byrna Less Lethal Pistol fires powerful deterrents like tear gas and kinetic ammo. Byrna is a great alternative you can rely on if you're ever in the situation where you need protection but don't want to use deadly force. One bullet can ruin two lives. It's legal in all 50 states, no background checks are required, and it's shipped right to your door. Government agencies and police departments across the country rely on Byrna as their go-to less lethal option. It works for them and will work for you. Check out their 14,000 4.5-star reviews. Byrna is proudly American, manufactured in Fort Wayne, Indiana. It's time to join the 500,000 others who have purchased a Byrna. Visit Byrna.com/radio10 for an exclusive 10% discount. That's BYRNA.com/radio10.
And welcome back. George Norrie with you. Constance Stellis with us. Constance, what do you love about astrology?
It gives a perspective that is awesome in the traditional sense of the word, and it is spiritual without being dogmatic. Plus, it's kind of fun.
It's a lot of fun. I bet if you're at a party, and people realize what you do, they go nuts, don't they?
Yeah, they do. They do. They do. I do a couple of workshops. My current one is Astrology in Times of Chaos, Personal and Global. And I think it gives people a wonderful sense that they belong to a tribe. They belong to their sign. They belong to other signs in their chart, and it's also very non-judgmental. You know, you have this sign. It has these problems. It has these pluses. If you emphasize the pluses, you're in better shape than if you emphasize the negatives. But it's an equal opportunity study.
It seems that the questions on astrology will be relegated to me because everybody seems to want readings. So.
Okay. You're going to do it for me?
No, I'm not going to do the readings. And what I'm going to give you first is I'm going to give you their born date, the city they were born in, and the state.
Mm-hmm.
Then we'll go to the caller.
Okay.
And I'll tell you who they are. And I'll be saying they're from Michigan. That's not where they were born in. I would have already given you that.
Right. I understand. Okay.
Let's try out one. You ready?
Ready.
March 21st, 1961,
mm-hmm.
Toronto, Canada.
Okay.
We're going to Susan, who's also in Toronto now. Welcome to the show. Hi, Susan.
Hi. I'm not sure if you said that finding out someone's purpose was too complicated, but, yeah, I'm hoping you could look into vocation, purpose, you know.
Okay. Well, I can tell you, first of all, it's interesting in your chart because you were born at the it's spring. You're 00 Aries, which is a very powerful magnetic point in astrology, and you have a Gemini moon. So you are fire and air. So I would say there are other planets, of course, in your chart, but your purpose is kind of a warrior for the good.
Yes.
This. It doesn't matter what your job is, what your family life is, but this is a fundamental value that you hold dear, and there's certainly a lot of need for it.
Follow-up, Suze?
Do you see a specific avenue I can use that in?
Do you have a family, a home, the whole thing?
I'm thinking more of the bigger picture, like using media, YouTube, anything like that.
Oh, yeah, that would be a good idea. That would be a good idea. I think that, yes, media, that would be, something old-fashioned, like writing, newsletters, get the message out that way, too.
Okay.
All right, good luck, Susan.
Good luck. Thanks.
Hope everything works out. Now, when you were doing that reading, why is there Born in City important?
Oh, because the map has to be located. Like, the place that you're born has coordinates, longitude and latitude.
Is that just as important as the date?
No. The date, and if we had had more time, I would have asked for the time. But a lot of people don't know their birth time, and it gets complicated.
Why don't astrologers use the moment of conception as the
very
day?
Big question. First of all, who wants an astrologer peeking over your shoulder? No, that's not.
Yeah, right. What's going on there?
Yeah, what's going on there? There is a formula based on when the child is born that you can go back prenatally and determine the conception. But it's I haven't used it a whole lot because we have enough information when the child is born. Now hospitals keep very good records for birth times, and that will give you all that you need to know about the child's birth. The prenatal birth can be useful if there are disabilities or difficulties, physical disabilities for a child.
We're going to John from Wisconsin, who does not want a reading. He just wants to make a comment.
Okay.
Go ahead, John.
Hi.
Opa, opa, yasu filimute kane.
Yasu filimute
kane. Which in Greek means, hello, friends, how are you? This is handsome and strong Johnny. I have a brief comment on Greeks and a brief comment on astrology, please.
Mm-hmm.
For over 30 years, prior to retiring 5 years ago, I worked with Greek families, many of whom were born in Greece. They came to the United States with their family to start businesses. I was a supplier to them. Mm-hmm. The Greeks are wonderful, wise people.
Yep.
Astrology, in my mind, is something that should be given the same respect as those that preach out of the Bible. Because if you look into the Bible, both the Old Testament and the New Testament, astrology was used for people to move from place to place and make decisions.
Correct.
I believe astrologists like you, Constance, can help people in many, many ways, and I'm thankful for that. I encourage you to keep up the good work. I'm going to let you get on to some callers that want your wisdom on readings. Thank you again. And, George, thank you for taking my call.
Thank you, John. Very kind.
Well, that's a shot in the arm. That's lovely.
Very nice, wasn't it?
Yep.
Saganaki, you know what that is?
Oh, Saganaki, yeah. A little bit too much cheese for me, but it's pretty good.
Flaming cheese.
Yep.
It flames so much you can feel the heat coming off it.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's what happens with that brandy. It just flambeaux.
Next up, we're going to September 4, 1964, 9464, born in Dallas, Texas.
Okay.
Going to David, who's now in San Francisco. Hey, David, welcome to the program.
Hey, George. How are you doing, George? I've been listening to your program for more than 15 years already.
Well, thank you for your support, Davey. Appreciate it. What's your question for our astrologer?
I am a film producer, and there's a transition of huge monies from China to Hollywood, and I want to know, is this a good transition? Should I go through it or not?
Project, the transition of money, or for just in general, there's Chinese money coming into Hollywood?
My project, it's an investment, yes.
Mm. How far along are you?
Oh, we're like... the overall LLC is already set up. Everything is ready to go. It's on a major motion picture, and we're ready to go with this.
It's not going to work out.
It's not going to work out. Explain that.
Well, first of all, China's a problem. But beyond that, astrologically speaking, you have an opposition in your chart with Saturn. So there's going to be at least a delay, and in that delay, momentum may be lost. So if you can be patient, then it could work out. But it seems like there are too many variables that are getting in the way.
Okay. Is there something that I need to do to be able to put this in better process, or what should I do?
To make this happen, what does he do?
And
I have a question for you, David, after she's done.
Sure.
Are you, you're the director, producer, the whole show?
I'm the writer. The developer, the creator. I wrote this script 18 years ago, and it's everything from the budget, the scheduling, everything's done. Everything's ready to go. It's a union independent film.
You just need the check, right?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah. Have you got any names in it?
Yeah, but I cannot mention it over the radio.
No, don't mention it. Don't mention it. But because that seems to be, from your chart, a profitable way to go.
Yeah, we got the talent. We got three A-list actors and one A-list director.
Great.
Good for you.
Congratulations. I just think
Thank you.
If you can weather the delay, then it might happen. But, you know, the Chinese are very tricky,
All right, question for you,
Dave. The money that's coming from London.
Well, that's looking better.
Well, is it Chinese money? What's the Chinese influence?
Well, no, it's just they're just partial. They're just a few investors, but the main investors are coming from London.
Do you need the Chinese investors to pull this off?
No.
Then get rid of them.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Good luck.
All right. Go for it, David. So why do you say get rid of them?
Basically, astrologically, it's because of this delay, and I think that the delay is affecting David's Mercury position, Uranus position, Sun, and Pluto. That's too much concentration in one sign that is being affected by the opposition of Saturn. So that's where the delays come through. And I guess maybe general knowledge about Chinese business practices in showbiz, it's an iffy situation. So,
all right. Next up, November 21st, 1974.
Okay.
Naples, Florida.
Hmm.
We're going to Jeff, who's now in Montana, long way away. Hey, Jeffrey.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I've not had an actual reading before. I was born at 1:07 in the morning, if you need that.
Oh, thanks. Could you tell me the year again?
1974.
Okay. Mm-hmm. In Naples.
And what's your question, Jeff?
I just wondered what my chart means and if there's something that, what are my strengths and weaknesses, I guess, and how can I use that in life?
Very simple question, huh?
Yeah, I don't really know what my chart means. I know that there's some planets clustered together, and I don't really know what all this means. So,
the thing that I'm just working on is because you may be Sagittarius or you may be the end of Scorpio.
You're right at the end of Scorpio.
Well, then that's different. Why am I not getting this thing here? Okay, Naples, Florida. Good, I got it. Okay, so you are at, come on. You are at 28 degrees of Scorpio, the end of Scorpio. Scorpio is the strongest sign, in my opinion, in the zodiac. And they are clustered together, three planets, Mars, Mercury, and the Sun. You also have your moon sign in Aquarius, and that's very unusual talents. So you're a very strange powerful combination of two fixed signs. Fixed means that they're in the middle of the season and they're very stubborn and very definite. So one side of you is Scorpio and very, very passionate, penetrating, intense. And the other side with Aquarius is kind of easy breezy and a little bit disconnected, and not disconnected, a little bit distanced from life, especially emotions. And then you have two planets in Sagittarius, which is very easy breezy. So my question is, what work are you doing?
I've had a bunch of health issues, so I'm actually disabled. So
you can't work.
I just kind of want to salvage my life, and I don't really know what direction to go.
Did you have addiction problems?
What exactly?
Addiction.
Addiction.
Oh, no, I haven't had any addiction stuff. Right. Oh, I guess I had a reaction to a medication that caused me to have a shopping addiction, but as soon as I went off of it, that went away.
Oh, yeah, those kind of, I've heard of that.
What did you buy, Jeff? Everything?
Yeah.
So are you in any kind of program to help with your disability, or it's just the way it is?
It's just the way it is. I do some volunteer work, like fixing sort of mechanical
stuff
as a volunteer.
Have you ever considered painting? Doing something
what?
Artistic? Painting.
I've never been very good at painting, but I've been a musician, and music is
okay, well, there we go. You need to put your intensity and your talent into music. It's your lifeline, because since you're limited and, you know, since you're coping with illnesses and figuring things out, you need a peaceful place to go, and music is a good one for you.
Okay, yeah, and I've done that less over the past decade, and I think I was healthier when I was doing that on a regular basis.
Of course.
And
of
so
course.
I was kind of thinking maybe I should get back into it, but, yeah, this kind of helped me. I probably definitely should then, because I probably would feel healthier and have more purpose.
What did you play, guitar?
Mountain dulcimer.
Oh, neat. That's unique. You should do that.
Okay.
Okay, good. Let me know.
Okay.
All
yeah,
right.
Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
All right, Jeff, thank you. Appreciate being part of the program. When you get these impressions, what are you feeling?
At this point, it's a hunch based on so many charts and so much study, and also when a chart has a lot of energy, which his charts did, but it's being blocked because of the disabilities, we have to find a way to kind of open a new door. So I said painting because I thought he was more of a visual person, but music works just as well. And since he filled that in, that's what I jumped on, because
sure,
he needs a creative outlet.
Needs to do something.
Yeah.
Do you do readings for people privately?
Oh, yeah. That's my job.
You do it via Zoom?
I do it by Zoom, Skype, phone.
And what do they make appointments through your website?
Yeah, if you go to my website, my email is starguide@mindspring.com. And just send me an email, and we'll set up an appointment.
Now, where do folks still get your more than 30 books?
They're on Amazon and Barnes & Noble, and probably some of them are on, you know, secondhand bookstores.
The easiest way is just to put your name, Constance Stellas, S-T-E-L-L-A-S.
Right, I'm all over the Internet.
You're all over the place.
Yeah, all over, all over.
Of all the things you've done in this field, what has been your...
I was on the radio, Sirius XM, on a show called Broad Minded.
That was you.
Yeah. And you knew that?
I heard it.
Yeah, okay. And it was, I was there probably 5 years. And it was a very, very, we could take a lot more time with people's questions, no offense to you. And That gave me so many clients. Sometimes they call after not speaking to me for 20 years.
See, we have millions of listeners, Constance, so we have to get as many in as we can. And we'll be back with final calls in a moment.
The Coast website is now streamlined for mobile devices. Great news if you're a Coast insider or simply want to enjoy our website on your phone. Visit coasttocoastam.com on your iPhone or Android browser.
Dependable and local.
Stay connected.
WTMN,
Pensacola's
24-hour information station. FM Talk 103.7. Talk 790 AM.
Money is like life. You have to figure out how to get the most out of it. On The Retirement Planners, you'll discover what you do today will affect your tomorrow and your life. And just like life, the trick is keeping track of what's going on. And that's where The Retirement Planners can help. Every Saturday morning at 8, The Retirement Planners radio show discusses the markets, your retirement, and financial information with qualified advice. That's Saturday mornings at 8 here on WPNN. And visit theretirementplanners.com.
Hi there, I'm Darren Costello, and this is Costello's. We're a family-run business, me and my wife. And when you come to Costello's, you're not only going to get fine wine and cheeses, but we have some of the best butcher-cut meats that you can get. And I'm telling you, if you come on in here, you're going to have a really good time. We're family-run, and we're a family business. And we really love being here on the west side. So please, come on in and join us at any time.
Visit us today at 8190 West Fairfield Drive. Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli. Great place to meet up and wine all you want.
CBS News Brief. Republicans, including South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham, are asking President Biden to change his decision to withhold a weapons shipment to Israel.
The consequences of this decision, Mr. President, are going to change the region and the world for all the worse. I'm asking you, I'm pleading with you, change course.
Adult film actress Stormy Daniels endured hours of cross-examination in the election interference trial of former President Donald Trump. CBS's Robert Costa.
Daniels repeatedly denied being motivated by money. And when Necklace noted she was selling merchandise related to Trump's indictments online, Daniels replied, not unlike Mr. Trump.
Severe storms have been causing flooding in a number of southern states, including central Tennessee. Governor Bill Lee said the damage was extensive.
We had terrific storms, lots of damage, heartache from one side of the state to the other.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Everyone knows the BBB is the Better Business Bureau, but depending on what you need, it's the Better Plumber Bureau, the Better Auto Mechanic Bureau, the Better Accountant Bureau. That's because the BBB connects people with businesses they can trust. So think of the BBB as the Better Check That Business Out First So You Don't Get Ripped Off Bureau. Be smart. Always look for the BBB seal, because it's looking out for you. And find a better business anytime at BBB.org.
When the inevitable happens, funeral arrangements may be left for grieving loved ones to handle. Take the burden off your family and pre-plan at Faith Chapel Funeral Home with flexible plans that save you money and give you peace of mind. Personalize your own life celebration for how you wish to be remembered. Faith Chapel makes pre-planning easy, and our expert staff will be with you at every step. It's never too early to prepare. Faith Chapel Funeral Home and Crematory, where the personal touch means so much.
American Leak Detection.
Leak detection without destruction. We find leaks without bashing a hole.
Servicing residential and commercial buildings, any leaks in pools, spas, sewer drains. If they can't find the leak, you don't pay. They offer full plumbing services, so your leaking problems are over.
American Leak Detection.
Call them in Pensacola at 473-0203.
We're a garage door company you can trust. Ace Overhead Door and Specialty Products is locally owned, and our certified technicians have been installing doors, operators, and solving all your garage door needs for 28 years. Home estimates are free, and we guarantee to save you money with no high-pressure tactics. Products include Wayne Dalton Overhead Door and Genie Commercial and Residential Operators. Our work is the best. Visit our website, aceoverheadgaragedoors.com, or call us at 850-438-4264. That's 850-438-4264.
Off comes the off comes the clown's disguise. The curtain's falling as your filing out. That's all there is there isn't any more. And as the moment
five 5033 from west of the Rockies, toll free, call 800-618-8255. To reach George via Skype, use Skype name George 97313. Send George a text message anytime at 818-298-6521. This is Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie.
And we shall return in a moment with Constance Dellis and take final calls as we're doing these readings. Beyond Belief, that is our television program, and we invite you to go to beyondbelief.com.
And when you go to that website, there's some free episodes that you can watch. You can scroll down just a little bit. There's a 7-day free trial. It'll get you access to a lot more shows that we've done of Beyond Belief. So check it out, the website, beyondbelief.com.
And Tom, tell folks about our YouTube channel.
I like our YouTube channel. It's interviews of recent and past shows. It's all for free. Just go to coasttocoastam.com. Go to the top. If you hit the YouTube icon, you boom, you hit it, and you're subscribed, and it is for free.
And here's something for you to stay healthy.
HealthyLooking.com and Dr. Alan Millay bring 4 decades of experience in natural products for the exclusive stem cell wellness kit that works with your body's stem cells to assist your immune system. Here's Dr. Millay with more.
Whether it's physical activity, obesity, diet, smoking, low on hormones, stress, sleep disorders, or your age can be supported by reducing inflammation and aiding the body to heal itself appropriately. A stem cell is a cell waiting to be told what it needs to be. If there is inflammation, that inflammation needs to be stopped. High blood pressure, high cholesterol, kidney disease, various types of cancer, depression, autoimmune disorders, osteoporosis, even fatty liver are chronic signs of inflammation and can be aided by supporting the body's ability to protect those cells that it needs. And that is the purpose of ImmuStem and AdaptiStem together, supporting the body to be the best it can be.
Dr. Millay, how will I feel after taking AdaptiStem and ImmuStem?
The ImmuStem is going to have an immediate effect, but I tell you, your immune system is starting to function better after 24 hours. You put AdaptiStem along with it, and most will feel it within 30 minutes.
Order now at HealthyLooking.com. The Stem Cell Wellness Kit from Dr. Millay protects your body's stem cells and will make you feel better faster. The Stem Cell Wellness Kit with AdaptiStem and ImmuStem and your free gift Relaxol is only available at HealthyLooking.com or toll free at 800-563-3980. That's 800-563-3980. Don't forget to enter promo code George for free shipping. George's Stem Cell Wellness Kit at HealthyLooking.com. That's HealthyLooking.com.
Radio is always a necessity when normal communication is down. And C. Crane has an innovative emergency radio called the CC Radio Solar for those inevitable emergencies and powerless times. It's a great crisis radio with an oversized solar panel and a battery strength meter. Set it in a sunny window and you can listen to it for days. It can store enough energy to bring your dead phone battery up to make that important contact. The CC Radio Solar is about the size of a brick with a clean, modern digital design. It has 5 one-touch memories with superior reception and excellent audio that you can enjoy every day. It covers AM and FM, weather alerts from NOAA. It also has a built-in LED flashlight. This week, purchase the CC Radio Solar. Receive $10 off. That's $10 off your purchase of the CC Radio Solar. To order the CC Radio Solar and receive $10 off, call C. Crane at 1-800-522-8863. 1-800-522-8863 or online at ccrane.com.
Do you feel like you're going through life clouded by doubt? Talk to California Psychics. Our trusted and accurate psychics are available 24/7. And we guarantee, if it's not life-changing, it's free. Download the app or connect with us at californiapsychics.com. Right now, new customers get 80% off their first reading. Experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
At University of Maryland Global Campus, we give our students credit. Credit for deciding while stuck in traffic to get a bachelor's degree.
credit for managing three kids, two dogs, and a full-time job to pursue an MBA. Students at UMGC can use prior learning or relevant experience to earn up to 90 credits toward a bachelor's, and graduate students can transfer up to 12 credits toward their master's. Apply now and save with no application fee. Flexible online and hybrid classes start May 15th. Learn more at umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
And welcome back to our final segment, George Norrie with Constance Stelis, as we talk about the incredible ability of astrology. It's a great, would you call it a science, Constance?
No, no.
You would not?
I my favorite book is called The Divine Science of Astrology. So she uses the word science, but with something that's atypical for science, divine. Science is statistical body of proof, whatever, and you can do that, but I think that's missing the point of the, let's say, the cosmic overhaul of what astrology can do. And since we have the computer, we can calculate charts from the time of Julius Caesar and go up to way, way in the future. But it gets to be, for me, a little too much data. And the important part is getting the heart of the chart and how it can be helpful to the person you're reading for.
All right, let's take final calls. Let us go to the date.
What?
December 31st, 1958.
Okay.
Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to first-time caller Susan, who's in Pennsylvania. Hi, Suze.
Hi, how are you?
Great, how are you?
I'm pretty good.
Good. What's on your mind?
Well, my question will make you think I'm not pretty good, I guess. So I've been dealing with chronic health issues for some time, and I was wondering if you could tell me if or when
you have
resolve enough.
Do you have allergies?
I do have allergies.
Yeah. Your moon sign is Virgo, and your sun is in Capricorn, and you have a lot of other earth planets in your chart. So that leads me to think that your system is slow. It needs kind of a detox here.
Uh-huh.
And as I always say, I'm not a doctor, but there is a therapy called chelation, and
yeah,
it's a way of getting vitamins and minerals into your system. You have to go to a nurse practitioner or something to get hooked up to the chelation thing, but that, I think, might rearrange things so that you're, I'll just put it this way, you don't have a circulation problem, but your blood's not moving quickly enough to move things away. And the chelation vitamin and minerals can be very helpful. And do you have knee problems?
I do. I have chronic arthritis in every joint of my body.
How do you know this stuff, Constance?
Each sign rules a part of the body. I said about the allergies because Virgo is the position of Susan's moon, and that frequently goes with food sensitivities and digestion problems. Capricorn is well known for knee problems because it rules the skeletal system, and probably the weakest joint in our body is those knees.
Mm-hmm.
So, as I said before, physicians in ancient times were always astrologers. They watched the moon to prepare herbs at the best time. All surgeries were done mindful of the position of the moon. And I've heard that some kind of old-time surgeons today are very careful about the position of the moon. You don't want to have major surgery near the full moon because it can promote hemorrhaging. Not always, but if you have a choice, avoid the full moon. But anyway, because Susan's chart has a lot of earth, there are four elements, fire, earth, air, and water, I think that the system is sluggish, and anything you can do to move things along will make you feel better.
Okay. Do you think things will be able to resolve themselves enough for me to embark on travel again? Things have been keeping me from traveling.
Yeah. I think so, but you're going to have to go kind of a alternative medical way to help yourself out here. I mean, the doctors are giving you pills.
Those?
Whoop.
Yep, I'm here.
Are the doctors prescribing a lot of medicine?
Yes, I'm on more medicine than I would hope for.
Yeah. Well, I have another suggestion. Have you ever been to an acupuncturist?
No.
It doesn't hurt, and a good acupuncturist is really a gem for health, because if you can get off some of the meds, as I say, I'm not a doctor, but
right.
There are many more natural ways of moving things along in your body, so that would be step one before the travel. And I think you, of course, just travel in your chart, but you got to feel better.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks. Good luck, Susan. Next birthday, we are going to July 20th, 1988.
Mm-hmm.
1988 in Middlebury, Vermont.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to Seth, who's in Vermont. Seth, welcome to the show.
Tell me the year again, please.
88.
88, thank you.
Hi, Seth.
Hey, how are you?
Great, my friend. How you doing?
Very well. I'm surprised I got through.
Okay.
Okay. So my birth time was 4:37 p.m., if that matters.
Oh, well, that's good. Just a second. I got to turn a light on here.
All right.
Turn the light off.
And what is your question, Seth?
So I'm curious, like everybody else, my purpose, because I work a lot, and I was considering getting into a relationship. And, so I guess we'll just go with that.
Work in a relationship there, Constance.
Well, that's the important thing here. Burlington, Vermont is where you are now or where you were born?
No, Middlebury, Vermont is where
I
was born.
Middlebury, okay. Right. So you must be a skier.
Actually, no. I just work a lot. I don't have time for much for fun.
Oh, too bad. Okay, I got it now.
Go for it.
All right, so what I'm interested to see is whether you're Cancerian or a Leo. July 20th. Okay, so you're at the very end of the sign of Cancer, which is a water sign, and an emotional sign, very emotional. So, and you have a Libra moon. What kind of work are you doing?
I'm a driver, and I also do tile.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you do wood cutting? Anything with wood?
I have. I can also do that, but mostly just a tile, and I am a CDL driver. That's what my majority of what my work is.
Okay. I think getting into a relationship is a good idea. Have you got somebody picked out?
Yeah, I've been talking to someone. I've been single for 6 years, but I've been working so much, so I've kind of been putting it off.
Well, you're a little obsessed with work. I think you have to take a detour here.
You're probably right. 80 to 100 hours a week is almost pushing it.
That's a lot of hours.
I
worked 20 hours today. I just barely got done. I started at like 6, 7 o'clock this morning.
Well,
yesterday morning.
I think you want to kind of limit that, and the person you're talking to make that more. Do you know what the sign is of this person?
I'm not sure.
But what's the birthday?
Actually, yeah, they're Cancer as well. Actually, now that
well, then you two should just be cozy homebodies. That's the thing you need to do. Cancer is the sign of the mother, and also the home and the family, and all of those values are very dear to Cancer. So it seems to me that this is a good time to be courting. So old-fashioned. But otherwise, you're just going to work for the rest of your life, and that's not really balanced.
That makes sense.
All right. Good luck, Seth. We've got 5 minutes left, Constance.
Okay.
So let's do some quickies, all right?
Okay. Ready.
Let's go next. The birthday. Mm-hmm. Going to Bob in Pennsylvania. Welcome to the program. Hey, Bob, go ahead.
Hello. Hi. It's June 13th. Hi. It's June 13th, 1954.
Not 64.
A.m.
All right, 54.
Okay, that's yes. All right. I got you.
Makes a difference.
You are a Gemini.
Correct. Cancer rising, Scorpio.
And Scorpio rising. Well, that's a hell of a combination.
No, Cancer rising.
Oh, Cancer rising. Well, that's a little bit better. I mean, it's not bad to have Scorpio rising, but with Gemini, sometimes it's a little bit dicey.
What's your question?
My question is, I'm going to retire in 2 to 3 months, and I have been going to certain financial advisors and, you know, listening to what they have to say, and it's like it's a life-changing, I mean, because I got – how much life have I got left? And I got to – this is an important decision. And then the other is, I find the love of my life, you know, a life mate. Those two things are, you know, on my plate.
Have you been married before?
No, but in a long-term relationship, and I do have a daughter. It turned out fantastic.
Oh, nice. Well, I think you got the love of your life if you're in a long-term relationship.
No, I want to be in a long-term relationship.
Oh,
I mean, that's
want
over
to.
With.
I'm sorry, I'm not.
Yeah.
Well, listen. First of all, the thing about the financial thing is, I think it will work out, but you have to be very, very careful with where you put it. And Gemini is famous for looking into many options and then not being able to decide. So find somebody that you feel comfortable with and go that way. Don't be going all around the map talking to people. It will confuse you.
Next one, let's go to August 9, 1975, Fort Collins, Colorado, Dakota now. Hey, Jeremy, welcome to the show.
North Dakota, wow.
Best friend, George.
Okay.
Got that birthday coming. What's your question, Jeremy?
My question is, will my investment in Vernova Health turn out good?
This is the one he bought for 0.00001 cents a share.
All right. So you bought this penny stock, and you want to know whether it's going to do well?
Yes.
Yep. It's projected to sell at $34.17 a share within the next year.
How many shares do you have, Jeremy?
I have 43,694,392 shares.
You imagine how much that would be worth if it hits $34? A lot.
I think it's a little fantastic here.
What's it look like, Constance?
It looks like it will grow, but not astronomically.
So you don't think it's going to hit the $34 a share?
I don't think so.
Of course, even if it hit $1 a share, he's worth $43 million.
Yeah, I think that this was a big move, but it won't pan out. I mean, you can't sell it, so just think about another investment.
Constance, mention your website and where people can get your books.
ConstanceStellis.com. And I'm on Twitter or X as Stella Star Guide, at Stella Star Guide. And last one is Substack, ConstanceStellis.substack.com. So I'm easy to find. And my books are all on Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
Best way to get it is just to type in your name in
the
search.
Type in my name. You'll see all of the self-care books and all of the journal books listed by sign. And then at the bottom of the page is the ones that came before the most recent series.
All right. Well, thank you, Constance. So don't forget, when the Republican and Democratic presidential conventions are done, we'll get you back for some predictions.
Okay. My pleasure. Very nice to be with you.
All right. You take care of yourself. It's fascinating. Astrology has always been just something fascinating to me. I'm a Gemini. Sometimes there are two of me. Yes, there are. No, they're not. But you never know. Anyways, thanks for sticking with me on assignment. for Dan Galante, Tom Danheiser, Lisa Lyon, Lex Lonehood, Sean Latasseur, Stephanie Smith, Chris Burrows, Tim Banal, George Knapp, and Richard Serrett. I'm George Norrie, somewhere out there on Coast to Coast AM. We'll see you on our next edition. Until then, be safe, everyone.
One of the least expensive ways to achieve the most dramatic change. A can of quality Benjamin Moore paint can brighten a dull room, enhance the interior and exterior with vibrant colors, and protect your biggest investment, your home. With thousands of colors to choose from, PaintMark can coordinate around samples of fabric, tile, granite, whatever you need to get that custom look. Locally owned and operated by Lynn and Greg Schweigert, PaintMart is located at 2525 West Fairfield, and be sure to check us out on Facebook.
It's a pretty competitive world out there, wouldn't you say? And getting your business known takes some creativity. So what do you do? Where do you go when you want to brand or promote your company, team, or club in a cost-effective way? Big Rhino. We are promotional creatives, but it all starts with you. Want some sweet-looking swag with your logo? Screen-printed shirts for your weekend warrior team. Big Rhino is your one-stop promotional shop. So think big and visit BigRhino.com. Call 1-800-469-9028.
Hi, I'm Gerald Gillis. I own All Pro Tune-Up in Milton on Highway 90 across from Big Lots. Let me first thank those of you who have allowed me to service and repair your cars, trucks, and RVs. Without you, All Pro Tune-Up would not exist. I am well aware that my customers are my most important asset, and I hope I've met your expectations. For those of you whom I haven't met yet, please accept my invitation to visit my staff and me at All Pro Tune-Up. The firm you choose for your vehicle's care is critical. It impacts every part of your life, not the least of which is your wallet. My number one goal is to service and repair your vehicle correctly without breaking your bank. As I've said before, if you need a radiator hose, I am not going to replace your radiator. In a small town like ours, a business is only as good as its reputation, and I want to be known as an honest technician. Maybe you have a question that needs an answer. Maybe price is an issue. Let's talk about it. I answer many questions daily free of charge, and I'm glad to do so. Whatever you need, I'm sure we can work it out. But I can't help you if you don't come see me at All Pro Tune-Up on Highway 90 in Milton across from Big Lots. I'm Gerald Gillis, and I'm looking forward to meeting you, if I haven't already.
Sebastian Gorka delivers a realistic look into the true state of America. Weekday afternoons on WPNN, Pensacola's information station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is reacting to President Biden's public warning about an Israeli attack on the southern Gaza city of Rafah.
But we will do what we have to do to protect our country, and that means protect our future. And that means we will defeat Hamas, including in Rafah. We have no other choice.
The Prime Minister spoke with television host Dr. Phil. Mr. Biden said he would not supply certain weapons if Israel invades Rafah. Adult film actress Stormy Daniels endured some tough cross-examination by lawyers for former President Donald Trump in his election interference trial in New York yesterday. CBS's Katrina Kaufman watched it all unfold.
During this very, very intense questioning, she would periodically, Susan Nicholas, Trump's attorney, just say, "You've just made all this up, haven't you?" Anytime she was pointing to an inconsistency in the story. But Stormy Daniels really stood strong, and I have to say, I think she came off as a very likable and credible witness.
A federal appeals court has ruled that Hunter Biden's trial on firearms charges should move forward. The ruling sets the stage for the trial of the president's son to begin next month in Delaware. CBS News legal analyst Jessica Levinson.
I think this case could go to trial and be wrapped up before the election. And it depends, and I know everybody hates it when I say this, but it depends on some other motions that are still before this trial court judge.
Hunter Biden has pleaded not guilty to lying about his drug use in October 2018 on a form to buy a gun that he kept for about 11 days in Delaware. The family of a black Air Force enlisted man is demanding full transparency after a Florida deputy responding to a call allegedly burst into the wrong apartment and killed him. CBS's Mark Strassman is covering the story.
Newly released body cam video shows an Okaloosa County deputy arriving at the home of senior airman Roger Forston's apartment door, responding to a 911 call about a domestic disturbance. The video is partially blurred. The deputy appears to step to the side and knocks three times. Seconds later, Forston opens the door holding a handgun at his side that was legally owned, according to his family. The deputy orders him to step back and then fires.
On this vote, the yeas are 88, the nays are 4.
The 60-vote threshold. The Senate has funded the Federal Aviation Administration for the next 5 years. The $105 billion measure includes provisions that aim to improve air safety and customer service. The bill now goes to the House. Watch Wall Street today. Stocks in London and Frankfurt this morning reached record highs at the open on news that data showed Britain emerged from a recession in the first quarter. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Sorry, but we actually have a wait list for our Monstera.
Shaw's greenhouse is really bringing in the green.
We can't keep snake plants and stuff.
She needs a construction manager to build on her roots and grow.
We could add a whole section for ferns. Here we'd have dahlias, dahlias, and more dahlias.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible.
Are you in need of comprehensive insurance coverage for your home or business? Look no further than Poulos & Associates. At Poulos & Associates, we specialize in providing tailored insurance solutions to meet your specific needs. Whether you require a homeowner's insurance policy for your cherished home or general liability, workers' comp, commercial auto insurance, or bonds for your business, we have you covered. Located at 1375 West Garden Street in Pensacola, Florida, give Linda or Anthony Poulos a call at 850-438-7255. That's 850-438-7255.
We Big and Tall guys want and need comfortable, warm weather clothes. Hi, this is Little John at Little John's Big and Tall. We have a large selection of in-stock clothes size extra large to 14X and large tall to 6X tall. You can try them on before you buy them. But if needed, our in-house alteration service guarantees a perfect fit every time. That's why we were voted best of the Bay for men's clothing. We're Little John's Big and Tall on Davis Highway between Airport Boulevard and Brent Lane. And online at littlejohnsbigandtall.com.
Little John's is a member of the ITEX trading community, and your ITEX dollars are welcome here.
Greer's Cache Brews is proud to announce online shopping with free same-day curbside pickup or delivery. Hot weekly specials, tailgating recipes, and much more at Greer's.com from both Pensacola locations on Lillian Highway and up Barrancas Avenue. Greer's Cache Brews is proud to recognize the High School Football Good Apple Sportsman of the Week. Shop local at Greer's. Save your receipts and help local schools earn free educational equipment and supplies with Greer's Apple for the student partnership now in its 15th year and celebrating a decade of giving back to schools. Greer's got it. We guarantee it.
Need some equipment for that special do-it-yourself project? Why buy it when you can rent it for a fraction of the cost? Call Pensacola's headquarters for tool and equipment rental. ProRents. Whether you need construction, landscaping, or concrete equipment, you name it, they have it. Call 471-0091 or come see their wide selection for yourself. ProRents is at 9005 North Davis Highway between Johnson Avenue and 9 Mile Road. Open early at 7 a.m. Monday through Saturday. Call ProRents today, 471-0091.
From
toughest media networks. This is America's First News. This morning with your host, Gordon Deal.
With our fingernails. Good morning, I'm Gordon Deal. Along a May 10th. Glad you could be with us. Here's what we have for you this hour.
Israel's prime minister says it can fight without U.S. weapons if it has to, even if it means fighting with their fingernails.
Adult film actress Stormy Daniels has finished her testimony in the Donald Trump hush money trial. Hear his reaction afterwards.
The Senate has passed legislation that would clarify airline passenger refunds and guarantee families can sit together without fees.
And how to get out of a boring conversation.
They don't do the job of making us feel closer. They actually annoy us and make us want to get out of them. But you can't just flee. You can't run for the hills. So I looked at, what do you do when someone's rattling on, zone out, and you're a little stuck? What do you do?
Elizabeth Bernstein at the Wall Street Journal has tips on improving a lousy convo or escaping it politely. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is dismissing a warning from the Biden administration about a full-scale attack on Rafah. He says if the U.S. in trying to root out the terror group Hamas, President Biden has repeatedly warned against the operation, saying that it would cross a red line. White House National Security Spokesman John Kirby.
He's going to continue to provide Israel with the capabilities that it needs, all of them. But he does not want certain categories of American weapons used in a particular type of operation in a particular place.
Will fight with fingernails. A senior Israeli official told Reuters late yesterday that the latest round of indirect negotiations in Cairo to halt hostilities in Gaza had ended, and Israel would proceed with its operation in Rafah and other parts of the Gaza Strip as planned. Israel says Hamas militants are hiding in Rafah, where the population has been swelled by hundreds of thousands of Gazans seeking refuge from bombardments elsewhere. How could the Biden administration be approaching the Israel-Hamas war differently? Here's Nebraska Congressman Don Bacon, retired U.S. Air Force Brigadier General. Don, what could be different?
Well, I'm really turned off or angered by President Biden's comments. You know, Israel was attacked on 7 October, 1,200 people murdered. If this go by the GDP or per capita for the United States, it would be like having 50,000 Americans murdered based on population. I mean, this is treacherous. Israel, I think, has to go into Gaza, destroy Hamas. Unfortunately, Hamas has embedded themselves with the population, hospitals, mosques, schools. And so there are civilian casualties, but it's not Israel's intent. They're trying to go after the militants in there. So what does our president do? They're one city away of having all of Gaza, Israel. They're one city away for Israel controlling everything, and they could get their hostages and just make sure that the organized Hamas is destroyed. And so Biden says, well, if you go into this last city, Rafah, we're going to hold all the weapons that we had promised you. I just think it's wrong. What he's basically saying is we're not going to let you destroy Hamas, and we're going to let these guys be a threat to Israel from here on out. And I just think it's a mistake. Let Israel go in and quickly take this last city, go into the underground, find their hostages, destroy the rest of Hamas, and let the humanitarian aid come on in. That would be what I would advise.
Okay. So the other side, if I can characterize it correctly, maybe these campus protesters are saying it's been too heavy-handed. If the numbers are correct from the Gaza Health Ministry, 34,000 plus dead, that's way too much of an overhanded response.
Well, it is terribly unfortunate that any civilian dies. But who do you blame? I would blame Hamas, who's hiding with the people who did the attack. They broke the truce, and they're hiding amongst the people, and they have hostages still, in primarily in the underground. I don't think Israel has a choice. What we need to do is ensure they precision weapons to after this to reduce the potential for civilians. But by the way, the weapons that Biden is holding are the highly precision weapons. And so what they're doing is they're going to force Israel to use weapons that aren't as precise, and I think worse for the population. But I think ultimately we really got to blame Hamas for all this and not Israel. Israel has no choice. You got to destroy an enemy at your border that murders 1,200 people. And by the way, the campus protests, they have a right to protest, right to call out Israel if they want. But going after Jewish American students on campus is wrong. Blaming Americans for what what you're angry at with Israel, to me that is anti-Semitism, going after Jewish American students like that. And I think we all got to call it out. Jewish American students should feel safe in our universities. And I have so many constituents saying, Don, it feels like 1932.
Bacon, Republican from Nebraska. Just go back to the threatened incursion of Rafah. As long as the goal here is to root out Hamas, you're comfortable with it?
I am. Obviously, we ask Israel to do its very best to minimize civilian casualties, and always knowing that Hamas could surrender and give back the hostages, but they refuse to do it.
Yeah. Two-state solution, yes or no?
I would say no right now. There's no good leader from the Palestinians that Israel can negotiate with. Up until now, there's been no leader that acknowledges Israel's right to exist as a Jewish state, as that second state. In fact, down deep, they all want to wipe Israel off the map. Until they can find a Palestinian leader that generally wants a two-state solution and acknowledges Israel's right to exist as a Jewish state, it's hard to negotiate with them. In fact, they want to return 7 or 8 million Palestinians into Israel itself. And they want to make the Jewish people a minority in their own country. And so until they come off those positions, I just don't think Israel can negotiate with them.
And what about funding for Ukraine?
Well, I'm glad that we were able to finally get to the Ukraine funding. I'm an advocate for military aid and not money being sent there. There was some money in this. I don't think it was a perfect bill. But if Russia takes Ukraine, our national security interest is mine. I guarantee you Moldova would be next, and the Baltics are threatened right now and other areas on the periphery. Putin has made clear he wants to restore the old borders that Nicholas or Peter the Great first did, then consolidated under the Soviet Union. We got to stand up to a bully, and we're not doing any of the fighting. The Ukrainians are trying to defend their territory, but they surely need our weapons to succeed. The British came out today or this week and estimated 400,000 Russians casualties, 2,000 tanks. So this is taking a toll on Russia, and it's their fault. So they did the invasion. But I want people to know that Ukraine, that is not independent and controlled by Putin, is a worse world for America.
Thanks, Don. Don Bacon, Brigadier General. 14 minutes after the hour on This Morning, America's First News. Coming up next, Stormy Daniels finishes testimony.
Angie's List is now
in. We get it done.
When the lights go down in the city.
Gateway Lighting, Pensacola's brightest name in lighting, we'll turn them back on. Gateway Lighting has over 30 brands of lights and fans from Curry & Company to Casablanca. Panasonic exhaust fans for contractors, LED lighting, and more. The selection is incredible. The service impeccable. Gateway Lighting, Old Palafox just north of 10 Mile Road. Call 478-3737. That's 478-3737.
I'm Darren Costello, and this is Costello's. We're a family-run business, me and my wife. And when you come to Costello's, you're not only going to get fine wine and cheeses, but we have some of the best butcher-cut meats that you can get. And I'm telling you, if you come on in here, you're going to have a really good time. We're family-run, and we're a family business. We really love being here on the west side. So please, come on in and join us at any time.
Visit us today at 8190 West Fairfield Drive. Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli. Great place to meet up and wine all you want.
America's First News, This Morning with Gordon Deal.
Actress Stormy Daniels continued in the Donald Trump hush money case. She admitted that getting money for her story was important to her, but insisted she, quote, never asked for money from President Trump. The $130,000 payment Daniels received from former Trump personal attorney Michael Cohen ahead of the 2016 election is at the heart of the case. Prosecutors are accusing Trump of falsifying business records stemming from reimbursements for the payment. After court, Trump continued railing at the judge in the case.
He's a corrupt judge and he's terrible. I'm not supposed to be here.
A junior bookkeeper with the Trump Organization confirmed the authenticity of a set of FedEx invoices denoting envelopes sent from company headquarters to the White House with checks to sign. Also of note, the prosecution no longer intends to call for Playboy model Karen McDougal to testify.
members, including me.
Getting in on the fun is quick and easy with Prize Picks. Just pick two or more players, pick more or less on their projected stats, submit your lineup, and win up to 100 times your cash.
And how about this? With Caitlin Clark's first WNBA game on Tuesday, I can already lock in a great deal, picking her to score more than half a point against Connecticut. So all the top pick in the draft has to do is score one single point in the game and win that square. Now, that's too good for anyone to pass up.
Prize Picks is available now in more than 30 states, including California, Texas, and Georgia.
And Prize Picks has a great offer to get you in the game. Just download the Prize Picks app today and use the code DEAL for a first deposit match of up to one.
And use code DEAL for a first deposit match up to $100. That's code DEAL with the Prize Picks app for a first deposit match of up to $100. Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy. 20 minutes now after the hour on This Morning. Here's Nicole Murray.
And now, the three big things you need to know. Number one.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has vowed Israel can stand alone after President Biden threatened to withhold weapons deliveries
that they can pursue.
The latest round of ceasefire negotiations in Cairo ended unsuccessfully yesterday.
Number two.
A federal appeals court has rejected a bid by Hunter Biden to dismiss federal gun charges in Delaware. The ruling paves the way for a trial against the president's son to begin next month. Shoot and kill a black airman in his home while responding to a disturbance call. Okaloosa County Sheriff Eric Aiden disputed the department.
We are aware of a press release and other comments that falsely state our deputy entered the wrong apartment and imply that they burst through the door into Mr. Fortson's residence. Those statements are inaccurate.
The officer, who has not been identified, has been placed on administrative leave. And created using artificial intelligence when it's been uploaded from outside its own platform to combat misinformation. Adam Presser, the head of operations for the site.
We want to make sure that people have that ability to understand what is fact and what is fiction.
Meta and Google are working to... The northern lights could be visible across the country this weekend. Experts say the lights could be seen tonight, Saturday, or Sunday, depending on the location. While the northern lights are one of the most benign, save your work because solar activity can disrupt radio communications, harm satellites, and even knock out power systems.
That's on my bucket list. I haven't seen them.
It depends on the person's eyes and where they're at.
Ah, cool. Very good. Thank you, Nicole. 22 minutes after the hour on This Morning, America's First News.
Copyright 2024, Bank of America.
Are you confident in your retirement plan? Do you have a roadmap to retirement that gives you financial peace of mind? If not, we can help. The Retirement Peace Roadmap, a comprehensive investment services plan personally tailored to the needs of higher wealth individuals. High wealth investors often face more complex challenges, therefore demand higher expertise, elite planning, asset protection, tax strategies, and assertive hands-on management of your investments can have an essential impact. Fiduciary responsibility is key. Our goal is to do what's best for you and your family. A financial plan tailored to maximize your retirement potential and legacy is the cornerstone of Retirement Peace Roadmap. Reach out to Scott McCarron and the team today at 866-917-7327. Scott McCarron offers advisory services through Safe Harbor Fiduciary, LLC, an SEC investment advisor, and a licensed insurance professional. Office locations in Pensacola and Mobile. Call 866-917-7327.
American Leak Detection.
Leak detection without destruction. We find leaks without bashing a hole.
Servicing residential and commercial buildings, any leaks in pools, spas, sewer drains. If they can't find the leak, you don't pay. They offer full plumbing services, so your leaking problems are over.
American Leak Detection.
Call them in Pensacola at 473-0203.
Big guys live life big. Take football, for instance. Nothing makes a man feel bigger than scoring the winning touchdown or slamming the puck past a lazy goalie. That's why Lil John's Big and Tall Men's Fashion and Alteration Shop was awarded Best of the Bay finalist for great fitting, great quality clothing for big guys, from extra large and all the way up. You'll feel better than ever, from casual to dress, and yep, athletic clothing too. Lil John's Big and Tall, a member of the iTex trading community.
often we stuck when someone is yammering on about something we find tedious. Well, there's an art to extracting yourself from a boring conversation. Done right, you escape, and the other person still feels good about the connection. Here's Elizabeth Bernstein, columnist at the Wall Street Journal. Elizabeth, what have you found?
So, you know, we want to connect with people. Our social connection is so important to our well-being and a lot of the way we connect. But having said that, some conversations can be so boring that they're not connective. They don't do the job of making us feel closer. They actually annoy us and make us want to get out of them. But you can't just flee. You can't run for the hills. So I looked at, what do? When someone's rattling off.
Good list of like that handful of excuses or getaways that you can keep in your pocket or the back of your mind. You spoke to this experimental psychologist. What did he suggest?
You know, well, he was interesting because he said that he did research on conversations and said that it's just 2% of the time do two people who are talking want to stop at the same point and actually manage to do so. Just 2% of the time are we on the same page with our conversations. So I thought that was interesting. And then I talked to people and who had a lot of fun, different ways they get out of the boring conversation. Mostly they're ending it.
Mm. All right, so there's always the one like when you're, you know, at a happy hour or some sort of social function. Hey, I'm going to go get a drink. Can I get you one?
Perfect.
But it doesn't always work. So what else did you find? What others?
Yeah, that one doesn't always work because then you have to go back. If they say, yeah, bring me a drink, you got to go back. I mean, there's the old, like, I need to go to the ladies' room or, you know, the men's room. I talked to people who were giving code words to their spouses so that the spouses would hear this word in a conversation if they were also there and, you know, get them out of it. Lots of people were using the excuse, oops, my spouse is calling, oh, my kids are calling, oh, my kid's school is calling. So a lot of excuses going around worked. One man I interviewed said, he says with a smile, like in his most charming way, he'll say, you know, you've pretty much exhausted my interest in this topic. What else you got?
Oh,
and he said it works. He doesn't annoy people.
Wow. I'm speaking with Elizabeth Bernstein, columnist at the Wall Street Journal. She's written a piece called Help, I'm Trapped in a Boring Conversation and Can't Get Out. And she's found some tactful ways to get out. One of the things you said was like a kind of make of a game of it.
Make a game of it. Like, so here's the thing. We do want to connect if we're going to talk to you that day. But also try to make that conversation more interesting. Can I make this conversation more interesting? Can I get them to smoothly change to a new topic? Can I form in?
Thanks, Elizabeth. Elizabeth Bernstein, columnist at the Wall Street Journal. 30 minutes now after the hour on This Morning, America's First News.
Institutional conservatism, individual liberties, and free markets. It's the Glenn Beck Show, weekday mornings on WPNN, Pensacola's information station.
Do you love seafood? How about fresh fried mullet, shrimp and oysters, or blackened mahi-mahi? Hi, I'm Kenneth from the Fishing Hole Restaurant. Come try our daily seafood specials at the Fishing Hole, where you can always get a bite. I'll bet you come back. The Fishing Hole, for the best, freshest seafood in Pensacola, on Brent Lane, across the street from Pensacola Christian Academy, and now in Milton on Avalon Boulevard, right across the street from the new courthouse. We are open from 11 to 8, Monday through Saturday, and our Pensacola location is now open on Sundays. The Fishing Hole, where you can always get a bite.
Classified information.
Banchero now, a pump fake. Ooh, he punches it down with the right hand.
And there it is! Longoria hits a long one.
Pitcher up once again. Gave it on a cross.
Touchdown, Tampa Bay. Fire the cannons. What a survive! The Gators knock off number two.
I'm Zach Schroeder. Join me on the Morning Sports Report, weekdays at 8 on Fox Sports Pensacola 101.1 FM.
CBS News Brief. Prime Minister Netanyahu responding to President Biden's threat to pause more arms shipments to Israel if the IDF invades Rafah in southern Gaza.
This is precision weapons. So, in fact, if you want to avoid
civilian casualties, you need these weapons.
The judge denies two requests for a mistrial at Donald Trump's hush money trial, and Stormy Daniels wraps up a second day of cross-examination. CBS's Katrina Kaufman.
He said that really he put the onus on the defense. Too many details did come out, but he said that Trump's defense attorney, Susan Necklace, just did not object enough.
The family of a decorated service member demanding answers after police body cam video shows a Florida sheriff's deputy shooting and killing the 23-year-old inside his own home. Senior Airman Roger Forston had a handgun at his side. He owned it legally. The officer responded to a call for a domestic disturbance. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah.
If you've been injured as a result of someone else's negligence, then you know that insurance companies aren't on your side. I'm Marcus Michaels with the law firm of Michaels & Booth. Representing the victims of accidents is all we do and what our entire firm is designed for. We are on your side. We have offices in Pensacola, Fort Walton, and Crestview, a full-time medical doctor on staff, and our own mobile investigations van to collect and preserve your evidence. And our personal injury team is available 24 hours a day. So if you or a loved one has been the victim of an accident, don't be a victim twice. Contact us at forthevictims.com.
Everyone is entitled to his own opinion, but not to his own facts. This is Mike Bates. On the Mike Bates Show, you'll get opinions based on facts. Join me every Saturday morning at 7 for my take on the events of the day. I promise you'll hear things you won't hear anywhere else. Listen to the Mike Bates Show every Saturday morning at 7, which is sponsored in part by Gross & Schuster, Butler Auto Recycling, Printers of Pensacola, and Everett Transmission. Here on WPNN, where Pensacola listens. Depend on us.
Hi, this is Ron Littner with Lloyd's Auto Glass and Correct Calibration Services. In today's automotive world, advanced driver safety systems, ADAS, are critical to occupant safety. Every manufacturer selects their own unique combination of technologies, including radar, sonar, LIDAR, and night vision, and we must be proficient in all of them. Talk about a perpetual and steep learning curve. That's what we do. We don't call it correct calibration services for nothing. We do it right the first time and one stop. Call us first and we will file your insurance claim for you.
When the inevitable happens, funeral arrangements may be left for grieving loved ones to handle. Take the burden off your family and pre-plan at Faith Chapel Funeral Home with flexible plans that save you money and give you peace of mind. Personalize your own life celebration for how you wish to be remembered. Faith Chapel makes pre-planning easy, and our expert staff will be with you at every step. It's never too early to prepare. Faith Chapel Funeral Home and Crematory, where the personal touch means so much.
Council. Good on a threat to withhold weapons. The latest ceasefire talks in Cairo have ended. No breakthrough. Stormy Daniels grilled again in the Donald Trump hush money trial. More than 100 dead from devastating rain and floods in southern Brazil. After pushback, Target will end the sales of Pride Month merchandise. Georgia State University accidentally sent out 1,500 acceptance letters, then had to retract them. And the Texas man, who is now the world's oldest skydiver. That story in about 20. This portion of the program is brought to you by Leaf Filter. Protect your home and never clean out gutters again with Leaf Filter, America's number one gutter protection system. The 2020 presidential campaign between Joe Biden and Donald Trump was hardly a game of tiddlywinks, but the rematch looks like it might be an even tougher affair. Amy Parnes, senior staff writer at The Hill, says Republicans and Democrats are starting to cringe. Amy, what have you noticed?
Yeah, so we've noticed an uptick in not only the tone of both campaigns, but the rhetoric. There have been curse words. There have been comparisons to Nazi Germany. And it's only May, and we have less than 6 months, but we have a long 6 months ahead of us. So we took a look at what has been happening. You have the Trump campaign basically calling Joe Biden the Manchurian candidate, saying that he is his administration is the equivalent of the Gestapo. On the other side, you have Biden's campaign chairman or co-campaign chairman essentially calling calling Trump the A word, if you will. And so you have both sides just ripping each other. And, you know, so we took this to people and said, is this is this as bad as it's going to get? And people think that it will get a lot worse.
Goodness. All right. So you seem to suggest there that Trump perhaps does not Trump can be his own attack dog, but Biden, does he have attack dogs who kind of operate on his behalf with the language and stuff?
Well, I think that Biden is really trying to up his game. They know they've opposed this guy, the former president, before, and they know what's at stake. And so they're really trying, and they know the games he plays, and he likes to up the ante, and he likes to up the rhetoric, because that's kind of like a symbolism of strength to him, and he likes to get in the mud, and he wants his opponent to, he's kind of luring Biden into the mud with him. And you've seen an uptick in Biden's rhetoric and his tone. And, you know, this was a guy who in 2020 was saying, I'm here to unite the country, I'm here to bring both sides together. But you're seeing that he
didn't say 4 years ago, correct?
Yeah, so when I talk to Democratic strategists, you know, this is different than 2016 when Michelle Obama was saying, when they go low, we go high. The headline essentially saying, why are we going to take the high road when, you know, this is the kind of stuff that Trump wants. We are going to give it right back to him. And so there are some strategists like Rodell Molyneux who are saying that the president should essentially get into the mud with him and not take the high road and kind of give it right back to him. And, you know, Democrats, when he does that, when he is fiery, I think it's kind of a rallying cry to Democrats. They liked seeing him. They like to see this fiery Biden at the State of the Union, for example. And so they are wanting more of that.
Senior staff writer at The Hill, her story is called Trump Biden Race Gets Nasty. I almost, if there's a conviction of Donald Trump in the hush money / records falsification trial.
Well, if that is the case, I think that there's so much. But if he is convicted, I think that they're going to essentially keep making the case that this is the guy that you're electing. You know, that this is who he is. They've already tried to make that, to highlight that in every which way. But I think they're going to continue. There are some voters who are waiting to see what happens, and there are some voters who say that if the president is convicted, that they will not support him, or they will look in another direction.
Staff writer at The Hill. 20 minutes now in front of the hour. On This Morning, America's First News. Coming up the next, another What's Wrong With People moment aboard a plane.
Copyright 2024, Bank of America.
Blackwater River Tools is Pensacola's premier woodworking store, serving the Gulf Coast for over 30 years. Come see our showroom display of all five models of the famous Sawstop, plus Festool, Jet, Rycon, Craig, Laguna, Grizzly, and many more brands. We have a full selection of Whiteside router bits and a variety of sandpaper and dust collectors and fittings. Shop local for all your woodworking needs at Blackwater River Tools in Pensacola, 2503 North V Street, across from Catholic High School. Check us out at blackwatertools.com.
Sometimes your bank, your family, and your friends love you, but they don't have the money to help you. Sometimes we have chances to make money, but the old saying, you've got to have money to make money, rings true. At Pensacola Specialty Pawn, we can help. If you have trucks, heavy equipment, airplanes, boats, jet skis, anything with value, Pensacola Specialty Pawn can loan you that short-term money you need. No credit checks, and at Pensacola Specialty Pawn, you're going to find the money and the discretion you need.
Now at 6428 Pensacola Boulevard, north of Car City, call 432-9050. That's 432-9050.
Glad you're with us. Welcome into Friday. It is time now for the mic drop with This Morning's Mike Gavin.
Good morning. Well, we've said this before, but it bears repeating. This public service announcement comes on the heels of a story from Boulder, Colorado, where a woman was arrested because she didn't know how to drive a stick shift. And to make matters worse, police say the alleged thief had just been released from jail after being accused of stealing a car a day earlier. After being released, police said the woman was walking down the road and spotted a pickup truck with the keys inside, making for an easy target. However, when she was unable to drive it, she got out of the way, leaving the truck to roll forward and hit a fire hydrant. She was arrested again and faces a slew of new charges at a court date later this month, as far as the arrest is concerned, yes.
I guess it is slightly unusual for a woman to be a car thief. I'm guessing.
I guess so, yeah. It seems like it. Yeah, yeah, it's usually boar.
So if I may suggest here.
Oh, boy, yes.
Perhaps she go to, if there's a library, and she's not in prison, I guess, but if she goes to jail.
Right.
Perhaps visit the library and just look up how to operate a stick shift. That way, next time, she could just be a more accomplished thief.
Yeah, you think they have a manual on that in the prison library
where she's
going to be staying at?
Okay. I mean, if she has access to a public computer in the jail,
right? Yeah,
you know, maybe just Google it.
Okay.
How to drive a stick shift of a truck.
There you go. Yeah. There you go. I think that's more likely.
Yeah.
And we know that Southwest Airlines is considered the Wild West of airlines with its lack of assigned seats, but you'd think there has to be a rule somewhere in the fine print about actually sitting in a seat and not commandeering the overhead bin. That's what one woman appeared to do in a viral video now making the rounds. It shows a female passenger casually lounging lengthwise. It's been watched over 5 million times, and commenters, of course, couldn't stop laughing and asking some questions that needed answering, like, how did she get up there? And how tall is this person for being able to fit into the bin in the first place? Right. Well, when you think about it, I mean, yeah, you put a couple of those carry-on bags in, maybe 20, 30 pounds each, maybe three or four of those. That's, again, a very small human who would be able to fit into that bin probably weighs about as much as, let's say, four of those carry-on bags.
Bizarre.
Yes.
This smells of stunt to me.
Oh, yeah.
And then the other reaction would be, breaking news. There's space available in an overhead bin.
I know.
Right.
I know. People must have been fuming. Maybe they had opened. Those things are supposed to be closed during a flight. So, yeah, I mean, we're not exactly sure how and when this was taken. Was it before the flight, maybe? Again, maybe for some
stunt.
Social media likes or something.
Yeah.
Who knows?
I do like the idea, though, of being in there, closing the bin and having that darkness.
Yeah.
Because to me, the plane is never dark enough if you're trying to sleep.
That would be I mean, if you could fit in there, it wouldn't be the worst thing.
But if it
would be the most uncomfortable I've been on a plane.
What if you got a leg cramp, though?
Oh.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Painting is one of the least expensive ways to achieve the most dramatic change. A can of quality Benjamin Moore paint can brighten a dull room, enhance the interior and exterior with vibrant colors, and protect your biggest investment, your home. With thousands of colors to choose from, PaintMark can coordinate around samples of fabric, tile, granite, whatever you need to get that custom look. Locally owned and operated by Lynn and Greg Schweigert. Paint Mart is located at 2525 West Fairfield, and be sure to check us out on Facebook.
For authentic Southern barbecue, visit the Hot Spot Barbecue on 9th Avenue. They do barbecue the best way with an oak and hickory pit. That's the key to truly delicious barbecue. Drop by any day after 10:30. And Hot Spot Barbecue now offers catering, including large groups. Choose from pork, chicken, ribs, or brisket. Hot Spot Barbecue at 9th and LaRua, just up the hill from the Civic Center. Twice voted best barbecue of the Bay. Open Monday through Thursday, 11 till 8. Open until 9 on Friday and Saturday nights. Hot Spot Barbecue.
Are you confident in your retirement plan? Do you have a roadmap to retirement that gives you financial peace of mind? If not, we can help. The Retirement Peace Roadmap, a comprehensive investment services plan personally tailored to the needs of higher wealth individuals. High wealth investors often face more complex challenges, therefore demand higher expertise, elite planning, asset protection, tax strategies, and assertive hands-on management of your investments can have an essential impact. Fiduciary responsibility is key. Our goal is to do what's best for you and your family. A financial plan tailored to maximize your retirement potential and legacy is the cornerstone of Retirement Peace Roadmap. Reach out to Scott McCarron and the team today at 866-917-7327. Scott McCarron offers advisory services through Safe Harbor Fiduciary, LLC, an SEC investment advisor and a licensed insurance professional. Office locations in Pensacola and Mobile. Call 866-917-7327.
The information you need and the truth you demand. Start your day with America's First News. This morning with Gordon Deal.
Thanks for being with us. The best money moves to make this May, courtesy of money.com. Number one, read your financial aid offers carefully. Millions of students now getting their 8 offers for the 2024-25 school year. Despite the delays, take your time. The letters are packed with confusing information and terms. Number 2, don't panic about high mortgage rates. Homebuyers can instead focus on what they can control, like making sure your credit score is in tip-top shape. And number 3, adjust your tax withholding. With your tax refund or tax bill fresh in your mind, now's the perfect time to update your W-4, especially if you've had any major life changes that could affect what you owe in taxes. 8 minutes now in front of the hour on This Morning. Once again, here's Nicole Murray.
And now, you need to know. Number 1.
Adult film actor Stormy Daniels has testified during her final day on the stand in Donald Trump's hush money trial as the defense accused her of fabricating details of the alleged sexual encounter between her and the former president, Trump, after court.
This judge is corrupt, and what his ruling was is a disgrace.
Trump's attorney requested a mistrial, saying Daniels had placed. The judge denied the request.
Number 2.
Multiple storm systems have unleashed severe weather conditions across the southeast, causing damage in Georgia, South Carolina, and Alabama. Nearly 8 inches of rain fell in Tennessee. Governor Bill Lee in response.
It's heartbreaking.
Sentenced to at least 56 years in prison after being convicted of killing his 5-year-old daughter and before disposing of it. Police said 34-year-old Adam Montgomery is already serving a 32 and names of Confederate military leaders to 2 public schools. Mountain View High School will once again be named High School, and Honey Run Elementary School will now be Ashby Lee Elementary School. Both men led the... A spinoff of The Office has been confirmed. Greg Daniels, who adapted the original series in 2005, said the new version is a mockumentary series set in the same July and will stream on Peacock.
Okay.
So I think I just thought of our next video.
Right.
If I said the word parkour,
yeah.
What are your thoughts?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay, so it's like you run into walls, you flip over chairs, you bounce off cars.
Okay.
Maybe not that extreme. And I can get
insurance cover that?
Video production? Parkour.
What if the check? Thank you, Nicole. 6 minutes now in front of the hour.
The immediate threat of spreading COVID-19 is history. Now it's down to what we do best. Close and main touch points found in office spaces. Spotless logistics, serving residential and business accounts. Call 583-23 or visit UpsidePropertyManagement.com.
Do you love seafood? How about fresh fried mullet, shrimp and oysters, or blackened mahi-mahi? Hi, I'm Kenneth from the Fishing Hole Restaurant. And you know our slogan, where you can always get a bite. I have been advertising with WPNN for a decade, and daily I still have people coming to the restaurant telling me that they heard our ad on the radio. If you want some great seafood, come see me at the Fishing Hole. And for the best advertising in Pensacola, call Scott at WPNN 850-433-1141. That's 850-433-1141.
Are you in need of comprehensive insurance coverage for your home or business? Look no further than Poulos & Associates. At Poulos & Associates, we specialize in providing tailored insurance solutions to meet your specific needs. Whether you require a homeowner's insurance policy for your cherished home or general liability, workers' comp, commercial auto insurance, or bonds for your business, we have you covered. Located at 1375 West Garden Street in Pensacola, Florida, give Linda or Anthony Poulos a call at 850-438-7255. That's 850-438-7255.
All About Pavers and Remodeling has important information for you. Starting projects this time of year cost less and provide faster turnaround times. Make sure your pool and outdoor spaces are ready for the season.
Join me on the Brian Ruse Show on Revolution Radio, Eastern Standard Time, every Tuesday night from 6 to 8. We talk about the four most vital things, in my view, affecting all of humanity. Number one is UFOs and aliens and their agenda for the advancement of humanity. Number two is the Jewish establishment's control over all aspects of human civilization. Number three, the truth about Adolf Hitler, how he was the opposite of what we've been told. Number four is advanced ancient global civilizations. Join me on the Brian Ruse Show, Tuesday nights from 6 to 8 on Studio B on Revolution Radio.
Transcending time and space, let us take you to the place inside your mind where thoughts divide and mysteries unwind. Join us every Monday evening right here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, and you will catch the Fenton Perspective with our great host, Lorian Fenton. Come listen in as she shares her amazing stories from the past to present, along with all of her guest secrets to the future. That's the Fenton Perspective every Monday evening right here from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, only on Revolution Radio. Oh, and you don't need to expect us. We're already here.